This is the Herb Day Radio Artist Showcase, featuring great singers and performers from your part of the world. The Herb Day Artist Showcase is sponsored by Warren Furniture at 1583 North High Street in Hillsboro. And now, Herb Day's Artist Showcase.
I have a young man from the... Are you from the Hillsboro area?
Yep. Born in Hillsboro, and I've pretty much stayed in Hillsboro till right now. Now I'm in Cincinnati at UC.
So. Yeah. And today I'm talking with Gabe Gilliland. Mm-hmm. Gabe, it's good to have you with us.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Mutual friend of ours, Leslie Ramsey, contacted me and said, I have somebody that I want you to listen to. And whenever she told me who you were, I remembered you from the Highland County Fair from a couple of years ago. You're a trombonist.
That's correct. Yeah, classical trombone.
Yeah, and quite a good one, I might add. But you were not playing the trombone on the videos that I saw.
No, I wasn't. Guitar and singing.
Yeah, yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like miles apart.
Right. Yeah, especially the classic country, and you know, it's either Merle Haggard or Bach. So.
You know, right there is the premise for a song, from Haggard to Bach.
There you go, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Gabe, tell me a little bit about your family.
So my mom is Tara Hofferbert, and well, now she's Tara Gilliland.
Uh-huh.
And her dad was Larry Hofferbert, and her mom, my grandma, is Nancy Hofferbert.
Uh-huh.
And they've pretty much always been in Hillsboro, and well, my dad's side of the family are all the Gillilands. Ron Gilliland would be my grandpa, and right. Aletha Gay is my grandma, and so yeah, that they've always been in Hillsboro too. So
yeah,
and not many musicians in the family really. There's my aunt Mindy on my mom's side actually accompanies me whenever I do any trombone things.
Oh, really?
She's a really good piano player, and my mom plays a little piano too, and. You know, I think my mom and dad both did choir in school, but other than that, not a ton of music. It was a lot of sports in the house.
Did your interest come from your parents or those that?
Yeah, mainly. And I mean, well, my interest came when I started band in sixth grade, and I kind of took the trombone. And
why did you choose the trombone?
It was the only one that had a slide.
Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah, really, real unique. So I wanted to pick it up. I didn't want to press down valves all the time.
Well, you know, as a matter of fact, my situation was a little similar to that. Uh-huh. I ended up playing the trombone because the tuba was too big.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I got tired of carrying that thing around, and I wasn't that good at it anyway, and I wasn't that great at trombone either. But also in those days and times, we couldn't afford a musical instrument, and the school had those two instruments available mm-hmm. on loan. And so that's how I ended up playing.
There you
that.
Go.
Yeah, yeah.
I was lucky enough to have a choice, but I'm happy I picked the trombone. I really love it. I think it's, out of all the brass instruments out there, I think it's pretty close to the human voice in range and timbre. So it's a real flexible instrument.
You are a student at University of Cincinnati.
Yes, the College Conservatory of Music there.
And this is what year for you?
This is freshman year.
This is freshman uh-huh. year. Is it a new world for you?
Oh, completely.
Yeah.
I'm just, you know, well, it's really productive because I'm surrounded by people who have really similar interests
uh-huh.
and, you know, always learning 24/7 music,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Music classes. I have like four music classes, including piano.
Yeah.
They're finally making me play piano, which, which I'm not good at all. And then other than that, I have about four or five ensembles I play with too. So
yeah, yeah.
Everything's a learning experience.
Where do you think that you're headed with your musical career?
Right now, I think, trombone wise, probably an orchestral musician.
Uh-huh.
And, I kind of got into, guitar and singing, when this quarantine hit in about yeah. late March, early April.
Now, you never picked up the guitar before then?
Not until about, like, April-ish.
April.
Yeah.
Of this year.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of people that are going to be listening to this who hate you. Just because of that. They've been trying for years.
I have a very limited knowledge, though. So.
Well, I'm quite impressed with it. I'll tell you what, when we come back, we're going to take a short break here and hear from our sponsor, Warren Furniture. But when we come back, Gabe is going to share some of his talent with us. And we're going to find out just what is it, 6 months or so, what you can do if you pick up an instrument and are serious about it. And we'll hear from Gabe and talk a lot more coming up after this on Herb Day's Artist Showcase.
Hi, this is Stephanie and the Knight for Warren Furniture in Hillsboro. If you're not loving your home as much as you used to, then maybe it's time for a home makeover with stylish furniture and furnishings from Warren Furniture. Select from brand names like Lazy Boy, Sealy, and more. Feel better about your home, your living space, and your surroundings with the furniture you deserve from Warren Furniture. Warren Furniture, located at 1583 North High in Hillsboro.
All right, we're back. It's Herb Day's Artist Showcase, and my guest today is Gabe Gilliland, who is a student at the Cincinnati Conservatory of Music, and he's a trombonist, and he's going to play for us today, but not the trombone. He tells me that he's only been playing the guitar since April. He picked it up as a result of the pandemic that was going around. Everybody was homebound, and so what better or more constructive way to spend it than to learn an instrument. He is also a fan of classic country music.
Mm-hmm.
It just kind of blows me away, but I'm glad that you are. Why don't you give us a demonstration of what are you going to play for us here?
Let's see. I could do a little Randy Travis or something more classic like Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Well, you know, do the one, and I like them all, but mm-hmm. do the one that you did on the video. What was it? Give My Love to Rose?
Yeah.
Do that for me. That's a great song, and I especially like the way that you did it.
Yeah, so this rendition is a little closer to the David Allan Coe version. All right. Got to get my hair out of my eyes.
Always had the same problem.
Found him by the railroad tracks this morning. I could tell that he was nearly dead. So I knelt down beside him and I listened just to hear the words the dying fella said. He said they let me out of prison in Frisco for 10 long years. I paid for what I'd done. Now I'm trying to get back to Louisiana just to see my Rose and get to know my son. Mister, here's the bag with all your money. It won't last her long the way it goes. God bless you for finding me this morning. And don't forget to give my love to Rose. Give my love to Rose, oh, won't you, mister? Give her all my money, tell her, buy some new clothes. Tell my boy his daddy's so proud of him. And don't forget to give
my love to Rose.
Wow. Very good. Very good. How old are you, Gabe?
18.
You're 18. Mm-hmm. All right. Man, you've got a bright, shining future ahead of you.
I appreciate it.
That's cool. You told me that the songs that that you sing, you just kind of went in search of.
Yeah. And I'm... Yeah, you know, I really enjoy songs that tell a story, especially. Songs that I can really get into, you know, emotionally. And you know, being in music school helps a lot with with phrasing and just, you know, knowing how to treat a piece emotionally and how to approach it, kind of.
Well, let me ask you a question. Being in the Conservatory of Music, is the opinion of country music?
Unheard of.
Really?
Yeah.
Does it look down upon?
Especially the newer stuff, you know?
Yeah.
It's the newer stuff, I think, is looked down upon, and no one really knows much about older country and older folk and bluegrass and, you know, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Is that up to and including the professors and...
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure, you know, everyone knows the iconic artists like Johnny Cash and Willie Nelson and everyone like that, but it's there's no interest in it at all.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that might be a niche area for you then.
Hope I can bring it there a little bit.
Who's another one of your favorite artists? And do another one.
Let's see. Do a Guy Clark song.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've been getting...
He passed away not too terribly long ago, yeah.
A couple years ago.
Yeah.
I've been getting into a lot of that kind of Austin scene down in Texas with
Sure.
With Towns Van Zandt and Emmylou Harris, Guy Clark, kind of around that area. So this is The Cape by Guy Clark. Eight years old with the flour sack cape tied all around his neck. He's gonna go jump off the garage and he's figuring what the heck. Well, he screwed up his courage so tight the whole thing come unwound. He's got a running start and bless his heart he's headed for the ground. Well, he's one of those who knows that life is just a leap of faith. Spread your arms, hold your breath, and always trust your cape. Well, he's one of those who knows that life is just a leap of faith. Spread your arms and hold your breath, and always trust your cape. Well, he's all grown up with a flour sack cape tied all around his dreams. And he's full of spit and vinegar, and he's busting at the seams. He licked his fingers and checked the wind. It's gonna be do or die. Well, he wasn't scared of nothing, boys. He was pretty sure he could fly. Well, he's one of those who knows that life is just a leap of faith. Spread your arms and hold your breath. and always trust your cape. Well, he's one of those who knows that life is just a leap of faith. Spread your arms and hold your breath, and always trust your cape. Well, he's gray and old with the flour sack cape tied all around his head. He's still jumping off the garage, and he will be till he's dead. And all these years, the people said, he's acting like a kid. He did not know that he could not fly, so he did. Well, he's one of those who knows that life is just a leap of faith. Spread your arms and hold your breath, and always trust your cape. Well, he's one of those who knows that life is just a leap of faith. Spread your arms and hold your breath, and always trust your cape.
Oh, that's good stuff. I like that a lot.
Thank you.
Guy had a, he certainly had a, had a style about him. Homegrown tomatoes. You know, just the things that you would never think of writing about. But he wrote about life.
Yeah, he's all about simplicity and
Yeah, it really was.
Really good stuff, beautiful stuff.
It was incredible. Gabe, let me ask you, has anybody asked you to play engagements for them or maybe a...
No.
No?
Not yet, no.
Yeah. Is that something that you'd be open to doing if somebody wanted to contact you to do that? Or?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I'm open to just about any performance opportunity I can get. I think it's all great practice, playing in front of people and recording myself and doing everything just to get more comfortable as a performer.
Sure. If somebody would be interested, how could they contact you?
You can contact me by email, gillilandgab@gmail.com. Or my phone number, 937-509-5447.
All right. Gabe, I appreciate you taking the time. Actually, you came up from the city today, didn't you?
Yeah, drove right down.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I appreciate you doing that. And, of course, this will live in infamy on the podcast at www.herbdayradio.com. Gabe Gilliland, thanks for being with us today. We wish you all the best, and we want to invite you to come back again, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right. And thank you so much for listening to Herb Day's Artist Showcase.
You've been listening to the Herb Day Radio Artist Showcase, sponsored by Warren Furniture at 1583 North High in Hillsboro. Herb Day's Artist Showcase is always on at www.herbdayradio.com.